Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again, once again, here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. This is another day that the Lord has woke you up. And as I say each Tuesday, amen, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise, because the scripture lets us know, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. And we just praise God this morning that he woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey, realizing that he didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. And we owe God a praise. So I thank God for allowing me to see another day. Amen. I thank God for you, you and you. You're not here by divine, you're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. If you're in your cars and you're on 99.9 or whatever station you're following us from today, don't touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. God has you right where he wants you in this particular moment. Amen. And so we thank God for you, you and you. We send a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church here in Cocoa at 16 South Wilson Avenue, True Pentecostal Community Temple Church. The Honorable Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, sending a shout out to her, as well as to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir, as well. And also to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job at this moment. I love you, and good morning to you, honey. We want to all send our sympathies out and prayers to those that may have lost lives during Hurricane Ian. Amen. And we want to, our prayers are with you, and we want you to know, amen, that God is still in control. Amen. And so we solicit your prayers this morning for those individuals who are affected by this storm. We thank God that the Lord kept us throughout the storm. We may have lost cable the last night of the hurricane, but besides that, amen, we never lost power. We were concerned about that. We might have gotten some flooding, but even the Lord kept the flooding away. And so we just thank God for God being God. He knows what he's doing. Amen. And we just pray for those that have lost loved ones, those who have, you know, rebuilding at this particular time. You know, it's going to take a lot of prayers, a lot of work, amen, to rebuild in some of the places where that were affected by the storm. And so our prayers go out to you first and foremost. And we just want you to know that God is still in control. Hallelujah. And so we want to go into the word of the Lord today without further ado. And it can be found in the book of Matthew. And that is chapter 8, and I'm going to read into your ears from verses 5 through 13. Again, that is Romans 8, 5 and through 13. It seems like a little bit of reading, but it's not once you read it here. Hallelujah. And it says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for the words that we have read from your most holy word. God, I pray that you be with me for these few moments, that I may uplift your people and that I may encourage them to carry on. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Lord, remember those that are mourning down in parts of our state. God, we're praying, Father, you comfort them. God, help them to rebuild, Lord, as only you know how. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So we thank God again for you that are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you. Amen. And good morning to you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your cars, your office, or your homes. Good morning to you. Hallelujah. We want to say also thank you for all that wished us happy anniversary on Facebook. This past Friday was me and my wife's 22nd anniversary. We've been together. Amen. And we've been together for over 30 years. Amen. And so, amen. I love that woman. Hallelujah. And I thank God for her. Amen. She is a powerful woman of God as well. Amen. I want to deal from a thought from verse number 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Amen. I want to deal from a subject. Amen. Where is your faith? Jesus said, it's going to be all right. Where is your faith? Jesus said, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Amen. When we look at the scripture, a lot of times people may title their sermons, the centurion faith. Where is your faith? A centurion was a career military officer in the Roman army. And he was in control over about 100 men. Henceforth, a centurion, which is short for kind of century. And we know that there are 100 years in a century. So they were called centurions because they were in control of 100 men. Amen. And we have to understand that this man, being a Roman soldier, of all people, was hated by the Jews, because we have to understand that at this particular time in the Jewish history, the Jews were controlled by the Romans, and for their oppression and for their control, amen, and for their ridicule, the Romans were hated by the Jews, amen. And when we look at this text, there came unto Jesus a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Amen. Although this man was a Roman soldier, he made his way to Jesus. Although he understood that he was hated by some Jews, he made his way to Jesus. I'm talking to somebody today. Don't allow anything to keep you from getting to Jesus. Don't allow anything to hinder you from getting into Jesus. Don't allow doubt. Don't allow people. Don't allow your busy schedule to keep you from getting to Jesus. This man made his way to Jesus. Hallelujah. And because he came, hallelujah, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and I will heal him. I will come and heal him. And look what the centurion response was. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. Amen. This centurion, he felt he wasn't worthy that the Lord would even come under his roof. And we also have to note that in those days, under Jewish laws, it was unlawful for the Jews to come to a Gentile's house and go in. Amen. But can I tell you, we say in church, amen, the Lord will look past your faults and see your needs. Hallelujah. You might say that the Lord's not worthy. that I'm not worthy for the Lord to hear me. Hallelujah. But the Lord knows a repentant heart. He knows a contrite heart, amen, that wants to seek, amen, deliverance. God, when you seek the Lord with all your heart, when you seek him with all your mind, hallelujah, the Lord will deal with your situation. He will come to your situation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He says, I am not worthy that should it come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Amen. Whenever you hear the word of God, you're not there by accident. You're there by divine appointment. I got up this morning, and there's so much stuff that I had on my mind and I'm dealing with, glory be to God. And as I laid in bed and I placed my hands over my head, and at one time I had the pillow up over my head, and my wife was getting our youngest son ready to, by the way, his first day of school was today. He turned 5 during the midst of the pandemic back in 2020. So at that time, school wasn't going on. They were schooling people from home, and my wife decided that we would homeschool him. And so for the past 2 years, he's been homeschooled. And so we decided, well, we need to let him get into school. And so today was his first day at school, and I was excited for him, but yet I still had a lot on my mind. Hallelujah. And I was asking the Lord, what do you want me to teach on today? What do you want me to say today? Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus used my wife to come into the room and give me a word. She began to talk about a dream that she had. I don't have time to go into all of the dream, but the dream in the end, it said that she had defeated the giant. That light, I guess this giant was a dark giant, and she defeated the giant with a light. Hallelujah. And you know what? And when she said that, that encouraged me, because I was going through some situations, and what I needed was a word from the Lord. And the Lord had already dropped this scripture into my heart. You see, when you need something from the Lord will encourage you. The Lord will give you a word. And so many of you, you need a word today that it's going to be all right. I'm talking to somebody to let you know that it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Where is your faith? It's going to be all right. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. I'm talking to somebody today. You just need a word from the Lord. You need to be told that everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. God said that if you seek me, you will find me. Call upon me while I'm near. Amen. And God wants to speak a word into your life. Hallelujah. Just like this centurion, he understood that I don't need you to come to my home. I don't need you to your physical presence. All I need is a word from the Lord. You know something about words? You can't see them. When people begin to speak words, you can't see them. But yet words are powerful. Words can cut. Words can hurt. Words can heal. Words can deliver. The Bible lets us know that the power of life and death lies in the tongue. Although you can't see words, words will do wonder for you. But he understood who Jesus was. He understood that his words above every word. You know, we hear the president speak. His words carry a lot of weight. A judge that gives a sentence, his words carry a lot of weight. But can I tell you, there is no words that are greater than Jesus himself. There is no word greater, because this word that Jesus speaks, it brought the world into existence. The centurion understood who he was going to. I'm talking to somebody today. You've got to understand that when you go before the Lord, you've got to understand who you're going to. He has everything in his hands. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. He is with you. He is with me both at the same time. He can hear your prayer and hear my prayer at the same time. The centurion understood. How did he understand? He said, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, doeth this, and he doeth it. The centurion understood the authority that he had. He was in control of 100 soldiers, and all he had to do was command them to do certain things, and they would do it. Amen. If this centurion can do that, how much greater than the Lord we serve is able to speak a word into our lives, is able to say, peace be still. Hallelujah. Last week when I was out at my job, I went by the Indian River. And as I went by the river, amen, the Lord just spoke to me to speak to the river. And I spoke to the river and I said, peace be still. Hallelujah. I just prayed that prayer because I knew that the storm was coming. And to make a long story short, I was concerned about the flooding in our backyard. Amen. And again, my heart goes out to those in Southwest Florida, and we're on the East Coast of Florida. But don't you know, amen, the flood didn't come nigh to our door. The ground just drank the water up. It never rose. We got a little bit of a pool. Hallelujah. But when you begin to speak the word of God over your situation, things begin to happen. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord. Because where can I run to? Where can I go to? Amen. When the enemy, amen. When we look at this, he tells Jesus, he said that my servant, hallelujah, lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. Palsy means he was paralyzed. He was tormented. Hallelujah. Don't you know that the enemy has some of us paralyzed? That we don't want to get up in the morning? Not that we don't want to get up. Hallelujah. Not that we don't want to wake up, but we don't want to get up. Sometimes the enemy wants you just to stay in bed because of all the things that you're dealing with. You're dealing with fear. You're dealing with debt. You're dealing with sickness. And you don't want to get up. You don't want to face today because all that's surrounded. I'm talking to somebody. You're surrounded by some stuff. David said, how are they that increase that trouble me? There are some things that we find ourselves surrounded by. We don't even know how we got here. And we don't know how to get out. And so you become paralyzed. You become tormented. Well, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. If you don't do that, that's going to happen. And the enemy wants you to fear. He wants you to live in fear. Don't you know that fear is the absence of faith? Amen. And faith in the wrong place, hallelujah, is dangerous. We place faith in cars. We place faith in money. We place faith in people. But can I tell you today, place your faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The enemy wants you to feel insecure. He wants you to doubt God. He wants you to doubt his word. But can I tell you, everything that deals with life issues is in this word. And the centurion understood that all I need is a word from you today. And when Jesus heard it, when he marveled at this man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That his people, the people that he ministered to, that's why he said, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of faith. Why did he say this? Hallelujah. Because they didn't recognize who Jesus was. They didn't put any stock. Some of his own people didn't put any stock into what he said. But this man, being a centurion who was hated of the Jews, who was they hated the Romans, this man knew who Jesus was, and he knew what kind of weight his words carry. I'm talking to you tonight, today, hallelujah, that the word of God can set you free. You got to let Jesus speak into your life. Speak into your life deliverance. Speak into your life healing. Don't allow the enemy to blur your vision. Don't allow the enemy to keep you from seeing what God says that you can have. He says that by
His stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. We are set free. We are delivered. He said a cattle on 1,000 hills is his. Hallelujah. There's no need for us to be paralyzed. There's no need for us to be tormented. God said, Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Jesus wants us to have an abundant life. He wants us to have a life free of anxiety. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing. So many people are living their lives in fear, in anxious, in anxiety, concerned about what's going to happen. But Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and thou as thou hast believed, so it be unto thee. And as his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. What are you saying, Jesus? It says, as you believe. So many instances in the Bible. He told the woman with the issue of blood that when she said, but I could but just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She dealt with that issue for 12 years, but she made it up in her mind that if I could just get to Jesus, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And the question begs, where is your faith today? Where is your faith? Jesus said that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and it can be removed. All of us have mountains in our lives. But you know what? You got to quit trying to climb the mountain. You need to speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. This centurion came to Jesus, said, if I can get a word from you, if I can get, I don't need you to come to my house. All I need is a word. See, some of y'all, you think you're here by divine, or you think you're here by accident. But God, Lord, have mercy. God sent you here with a word. That's why sometimes when you're going through things in life and you're playing with the dial on the radio and you come across the preacher, sometimes you just need to stop and listen. God has a word for you. The word, this man, this centurion needed a word from the Lord. He needed something that will change his situation. And he got a word. He said, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so it be unto thee. This centurion left with the mindset that I just got through speaking with Jesus. And he, in essence, told me that it's going to be all right. I'm talking to somebody today. You're within the sound of my voice. Amen. I'm telling you today, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. But where is your faith today? Do you believe that? Or are you just believing that the man of God is just talking crazy? Oh, that they all say that. But see, it's when you believe this word. It's when you believe this word. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You can't see faith. Amen. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you got it. Amen. That's when things begin to build. See, everybody's not going to see what you see. Everybody's not going to believe what you believe. You gonna always be broke. Oh, you can't be healed. Amen. But hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. What you need is a word from the Lord. Amen. It's in his word that you're the head and not the tail. It's in his word that you're the lender and you're not the borrower. It's in his word that by your stripes we are healed. It's in his word. Hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But the question is how much do you believe it? See, it's not just enough to read the word of God, but we've got to believe it. This centurion said that, you know what? I don't need you to come and lay hands on him. I don't need you to come to my house. In fact, Jesus, I'm not worthy that you even do this. But yet I have enough faith to believe you. Hallelujah, that everything that you say, you can do it. Hallelujah. He had confidence and faith that Jesus had the authority to heal his servant, even though the servant was in another location. I'm talking to somebody, amen, on Facebook, and I'm talking to somebody on radio today. Amen, that Jesus is able to go through this radio, amen, and heal your situation. But all you got to do is believe the word from the man of God. Believe that God is saying to you that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, Amen. I'm talking to myself. Hallelujah. My wife had to encourage me this morning. She didn't know what I was going through. Hallelujah. Sometimes I keep things through to myself. Hallelujah. But I needed that word this morning. Sometimes God will speak to you in vision. Sometimes he'll speak to you in words. Hallelujah. He'll speak to you through his word. Hallelujah. He'll speak to you in dreams. Somebody will come and just drop a word in your heart. Hallelujah. But we've got to be open enough to know that that's God. That's the Lord speaking to me today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to allow God into your heart today. You've got to allow him to speak into your situation. This centurion, amen, he wasn't even a Jew, but he came to Jesus because he understood authority. He understood that his word carried weight. Hallelujah. There was nothing more powerful than the word of God. There was nothing greater than the word of God. Someone can come along and they can give you confidence. They can speak, you know, encouragement in your life. But there's no greater encouragement than the word of God. When you get into the word of God, just like my wife spoke this morning, said that she won. We win. We win in the word of God. We win. The enemy, amen, and I said this and I say it again, fear is just the false expectations appearing real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. False expectations appearing real. The enemy will say, well, you ought to expect to lose your house. You ought to expect to be evicted. You ought to expect to die. Hallelujah. But I'm talking to somebody today that God said you're not going to die. You're going to live. Hallelujah. You're going to live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to live and you're going to see it happen. When God has promised you something, you're going to live and see it happen. You're going to live to see your healing. You're going to live to see your deliverance. You're going to live to see your breakthrough. Hallelujah. You're not going to die yet. Hallelujah. Not till God say so. Hallelujah. This man, this centurion came to Jesus, said, all I need is a word. Amen. I need a word. I've spoken a word into somebody today. Amen. That God said, where is your faith? Amen. Jesus said, it's going to be all right. This man left off of the word of the Lord. He went back home. And the Bible lets us know in another, I believe it's another gospel, amen, that his servant was healed. Amen. Lets us know here, amen, in the word that his servant was healed in the self same hour. Hallelujah. It's in the word. Where is your faith? Go. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So until next week, amen. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Amen. It's going to be all right. Amen. Where is your faith? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, peace.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir sings.